director of the Czech Philharmonic is Vladimír Darjanin. Already within his first month in the post, and Mr. Darjanin is ringing some considerable changes. Upon taking over on July the 1st, the straight-talking Mr. Darjanin said he believed the reputation of a world-class orchestra lay in tatters, and that he was the man to fix it. When I met him recently in his office in Prague's Rudolfinum Concert Hall, he outlined his plans.
Aktuální image České filharmonie vypadá, že není úplně...
The image of the Czech Philharmonic right now is not all that good. What is very important, fundamental even, is that before I took up my post at the Czech Philharmonic, we reached an agreement with the musicians on rights and royalties. This was one of the biggest problems. We have successfully negotiated so that we retain the rights to all our recordings broadcast on TV and radio, and so our musicians will be paid for that. Another important decision is that now only the head of the Czech Philharmonic can decide to dismiss employees. The third thing is that we will start playing for TV and radio again, because over the last year and a half we have fallen out of the public eye a bit. And of course we have cancelled all of our tourist concerts and all these other stupid things that are not even worth mentioning here.
Hlouposti, který si myslím, že není důvod ani v rozhlase jako vyprávět.
I put it to Vladimír Darjanin that, stupid or not, the Philharmonic's old tourist concerts were one of the orchestra's biggest sources of income. Where does he plan to get the money from now?
To je obecný klam, který veřejnosti...
This is a common misconception which is propagated by I don't know who, but I can guess. These concerts create such a negative image of the orchestra, or created rather, now they are history, and they brought in such a tiny percent of all our profits. And that's not to mention that, without these recitals on the day of a big Czech Philharmonic concert, we'd have sold at least 100 more tickets if we hadn't sold people tickets to such nonsense instead. So that is a myth which has no factual basis.
Takže je to pověst, nezakládá se to na pravdě.
In the 2008-2009 season, the Czech Philharmonic was without a chief conductor and instead relied upon guests. As of this September, Israeli conductor Eliyahu Imbal takes over the baton at the Rudolfinum for the next 3 years. Vladimír Darjanin outlines his cooperation with the 73-year-old so far.
Je to dirigent určité kategorie, není...
He is a conductor of a certain class, and it isn't for me to judge his abilities. I took over the orchestra when he had already been appointed. We have had a couple of meetings. On some things we have agreed more, on some things we have agreed less. Nonetheless, I respect his contract, and we will try to work together within the framework of that. The fact that I'm trying to have his contract shortened by 1 year, that's another story. We haven't agreed on anything yet, but if, in the end, this doesn't work out, that's not at all a big problem.
But why would the Czech Philharmonic's new head like to shorten Eliyahu Imbal's contract?
I would like to find, and this really is nothing against Mr. Inbal, I would like to find a conductor who is a generation or two younger, who would give more of his or her time to the Czech Philharmonic and its musicians, and I would like this cooperation to last longer. Really, this is not about age, but at each stage of our lives we have a different amount of strength and energy. And apart from anything else, Mr. Inbal is already working at La Fenice and the Metropolitan Orchestra in Tokyo. At his age, we can't count on a long-term partnership. But this is nothing personal, it is just pure analysis of the situation, of his age, of his capabilities, and of the fact that he has long-term commitments elsewhere.
A to, že má samozřejmě závazky dlouhodobě někde jinde.
At the moment, Prague is covered in adverts for one of Vladimír Darjanin's other projects, the Dvořák's Prague Festival, which gets underway in August. You're just listening to an excerpt from what's referred to as Dvořák's English Symphony in G major, which will open the festival on August the 21st. Who will be playing? The Czech Philharmonic. Mr. Darjanin says he hopes the orchestra's cooperation with the festival, which he still heads, will continue to develop.
Já jsem začal Dvořákovou Prahou velmi logicky na základě nějakého evropského...
I started Dvorak's Prague very logically, on the basis of some European-level analysis about what sort of festival was lacking here in the Czech Republic. And out of this analysis came the suggestion of a festival dedicated to Dvorak. So I was really happy about this, and when I found out I was going to be the head of the Czech Philharmonic, I wanted to retain my job as the boss of Dvorak z Prague, because this has been really a long-term project for me. And both the previous and the current culture ministers respect this, because by law it is allowed. And the main orchestra for this festival was naturally conceived to be the Czech Philharmonic, and nothing has changed. I would be very happy if the resident orchestra of the festival remained the Czech Philharmonic, and if excellent soloists continued to come to the Czech Republic to interpret the music of Antonín Dvořák.
Czech, Antonín Dvořák.
Vladimír Darianin, who also managed the Czech Pavilion at Expo 2005 in Japan, was originally, in fact, a musician by trade. He studied double bass in his native Slovakia before moving to study music in Berlin. Does he think his musical background will help him in his new job?
Jako generální ředitel České filharmonie přirozeně pro mě výhoda, že mám hudební vzdělání.
As the director of the Czech Philharmonic, of course, it's an advantage that I have a musical training as well as a background in management. But of course, I will be very cautious about not encroaching upon territory which belongs to the chief conductor of the orchestra. But nonetheless, I know a bit about music in general, and I respect the musicians precisely because I have a musical education, and back then I even had a degree of success.
The Czech Philharmonic season opens on September the 5th with a concert of Dvořák, Martinů and Brahms. For more on the orchestra's programme, visit its website, the address for which you can find on our website.